getting your knee on the music. You know it's time to connect the dots. This is the Connect the Dots radio show. This is your host, Tom Edison. That's right, my real name, Tom Edison. Did the light bulb go off in your head? Well, call in. This is the call-in radio show. You can answer that question. Or you can connect the dots in your way. I also invite E.T. to call in. Telepathically, if they have to. Project your mind, project your thoughts. Hey, this is the galactic show. It's going galactic. I talk about extraterrestrials. I talk about the Galactic Federation. I talk about humanity. I talk about the living planet Earth. I talk about quartz crystals. Help you connect with every vibration in the universe. Did you know that? The quartz crystal is a living entity. If you don't have any, you should go out and buy some. And it will allow you to tune into every frequency in the universe. I don't think even humans can turn into every frequency, tune into every frequency. But the quartz crystal can, so it will assist you in tuning into every frequency. Once you learn to start using them, respect them. As individual entities, they'll be your friend, they'll be your assistant, and they will help you evolve. And that's what we all need to do, evolve now, because planet Earth is evolving, and you don't want to be left behind in the nasty 3D. That's what we all suffer through every day. You know, all the abuse and bad vibrations that we have to go through because we're still in the third dimension, which is still ruled by dark entities. That's right. Demonic beings and creatures that are ungodly. That's right. They're here. Like that famous scene in the movie when the little girl goes up to the TV and says, "They're here." Well, they are here. They're the ones behind the scenes making all kinds of trouble in our world. But that's why the Galactic Federation of Light is here. In case you don't know about it, go on the internet and start asking questions. Start tweeting about it. Start inquiring about it. GFOL, Galactic Federation of Light. And then you'll find out who they are. They're a representation of many not of this earth beings or not of this earth entities, note creatures. That's it. N-O-T-E, not of this earth. And they're here around our world, around our solar system, out beyond the earth cloud. They are here, and they're going to, in the process of freeing us from the evil controls that have made a lot of problems on our planet. You want to blame it on somebody? Blame it on the evil ETs. You know? What can I say except victory of the light is coming our way. That's their phrase. That's their mantra. Victory of the light. I'm following on Twitter. I'm following about, I don't know, 20 of them, different representatives. And they all say the same thing. Victory of the light. They're trying to assure us that there's a galactic pulse from the central sun coming our way. And if you don't know what that is, well, hey, start asking questions. There's a lot of information about it out there on the internet. Meanwhile, we have to deal with reality here. And we're being subjected to all kinds of nonsense. And I talk about it now and then. 5D, hey, 5G. 5D is the fifth dimension. That's where we're going. But change the letter from D, as in dog, to G, as in goo, because the 5G is the new microwave frequencies they're going to start broadcasting into your home, whether you're hooked up to the network or not. Is that sick or what? You can't even hide in your home anymore unless you shield the whole house with aluminum panels, because that's the extent you have to go through to protect yourself from these negative microwave frequencies. 92,000 pulsations per second. Come on, that's enough to... It's unbelievable. Human beings were not designed to live in those kind of conditions, and that's why you'll have nothing but problems, cancers, and eventually possibly death from being subjected to that. But, if you want to make some sense of it, why are they allowing this to happen? Because it's all part of the plan by the dark side, the evil ones, the Anunnaki, the 12 planet beings, the reptilians, the whole lot of them. They want to destroy the human population. They only want to keep a few of us around for slave labor and servants, et cetera, et cetera. It was broadcast on the Georgia Stones. Look that one up on the internet. Georgia Stones, they were talking about bringing the population down to 500 million. Well, that's talking about getting rid of close to 95% of the people on planet Earth, and they're in the process of doing that already, you know? They've got the fake vaccines out there. They're killing millions in Africa with vaccines. They dumped the AIDS on us. They killed millions of people with the AIDS. They're dumping the chemtrails, which is going to eventually, translate into killing more people. And now they're going to get zap us really good right in our homes with 5G. You know, hey, guess what? If you're looking to boycott somebody new, you know, Nike's on the boycott list now because they're sponsoring, troublemakers that are unappreciative of what America's given them. But besides that, Sprint is promoting 5G, the microwave frequencies that are going to kill you while you sleep. And the Sprint company is promoting them. Well, there's another company to boycott. You know, I didn't have anything against Sprint, but now I do. I'm glad I don't use their phone service. Hey, we got to take actions here. We have to save ourselves until the event happens. That's when the good guys out there, the good representatives of the universe, finally show themselves, land their spacecraft on Earth, just like in the science fiction movies, and remove the bad guys, because we haven't been able to remove them. They stay in power because they're the ones that have all the money, and so they just pay for big security systems that prevent us from removing them. But their days are numbered. But in the meantime, we still have to fend for ourselves. Hey, the information was given. I don't know where it was given, but I came across it, and this is an educational show. The dates, somehow, for the ascension of planet Earth and the people on it, let me see, I think it was 1975 was the opening date for where the Earth could have ascended, along with all of its people and creatures. But we weren't ready in 1975, far from it. But we got supposedly into July of 2025 is the last date we have that we can pull this off. And I'm sure we'll do it before then, but still that leaves a number of years, amounts of time, where the bad guys can zap us with their energy weapons. And 5G is just down the road. I predict it's going to be, they have a few test cities already, but I predict they're going to go full scale with this before the end of the year. So we have to get our act together here. And, there was no health testing done because they know it was going to harm us all. This is serious stuff, you know? I just came to mind. The opening for the ascension of the Earth into the higher faster vibrating reality, known as the fifth dimension, was May 25th, 1975, and the window for ascension of the whole planet ends on July 7th, 2025. Now, I hope we don't have to wait until the last year, because things are getting worse on planet Earth. The bad guys are stepping up all their bad things to kill us off, as much of us as they can, and there's very little resistance by the human race to save themselves, you know. Thankfully, the off-world beings, our galactic brothers and sisters, the good guys, are in the process of rescuing us from the prison planet. Yes, we can, I think all agree we're on a prison planet. Every government in the world subjects their people to, including our government, subjects the people to stuff they shouldn't be subjected to. Government has become public enemy number one in every country in the world. Of course, we have to work to change that. And what can I say? That's why, in case you don't know it already, that's why I'm running for president in 2020 as a non-political, independent candidate. And I'm the only one that's really an independent candidate, because everybody else aligns with some smaller party. And if you read the Constitution correctly, in order to declare yourself an independent presidential candidate, you cannot be a member of a political party. Well, I just thought I'd put that information out there to any of those other so-called false-claiming independent people that think they're going to be running. No, you can't be a part of a small party. And besides that, small parties get destroyed by the big parties, because you have to do all this paperwork and stuff. I don't have to do anything running as an individual. That's why I'm doing it. You know, basically doesn't cost me a dime. Of course, it does cost money to let everybody know I'm running, because if you don't know I'm running, how can I possibly get elected? But I don't have to do any paperwork, so long as I don't take any big donations. Hey, and I don't need big donations. All I need is a big support group. That's it. You know, I need people to go out there and vote. Go to the polls and vote for me and know how to do it, because I'm doing it the hard way. It's the right in Kennedy, because that's the only safe way to do it. The big guys don't believe it can be done that way, but I'm out here to prove them wrong. But I can't do it without your help. But so much for that. I mean, let's just move on. Hey, the word is love, L-O-V-E. And that's what all our galactic brothers and sisters have been telling us, at least on Twitter they've been telling us. And we need to concentrate on that. But it's hard to project love when, with all this multiculturalism being pushed upon us, where we got different groups of people that just can't get along with the other groups. And so multiculturalism works to a point, and it's a very small point. I'm a New York resident in Manhattan. It kind of works. It does, you know. Beyond that, I don't know where it works. But even that isn't 100% perfect. And Manhattan is only a small part of the world. The rest of the world, no, it just doesn't work out. You can't have, like, you know, you can't have hens nesting with foxes, and that's about how bad it gets sometimes. Some, you know, oil and water don't mix, and some creatures don't get along with other creatures, and some human groups don't get along with other human groups. That's the reality. If we want to project love, I don't think the extraterrestrials understand that. It's not that easy to be loving every day of your life, because we're all been pushed into this multicultural society here in the U.S., and it's difficult, because different people look at things different ways, so it'd be better actually for us to segregate ourselves, and we do that anyhow to some extent. You know, certain groups like Chinese people live in Chinese neighborhoods, Jewish people live in Jewish neighborhoods, and so forth and so on. And the mixing of the neighborhoods is not that good. You need a certain amount of people that are of the same mindset to make it easy for you to get along and be more loving. It's just common sense. I shouldn't have to explain that. So, you know, all this nonsense about bringing the refugees in, and it doesn't make any sense because these people come from different walks of life. They have different opinions, different ideals, different ways of doing things, and a lot of them are uncooperative. How can you invite uncooperative people into a civilized nation if they don't want to cooperate? And that's the bottom line. Hey, I talk the truth here. The truth will make us free. It's been said, and I believe it. This is a call-in radio show. If you listened before, you know it is. The number is 888-627-6008. Hey, by the way, you know, I listen to the shows before mine sometimes, just so I can follow up on it. You know, Charles Green, E.T. Yogi guy, he has a lot of good information, you know, especially in talking about natural diets and the important elements like iridium and rhodium and white powder gold. You know, I wish there was white powder gold sold in the supermarket. Boy, that would sell out every week once you hear how great that stuff is. But it's gold. It's got to be costly. And I always usually listen to James Gillian, too. All great W. All great PBS radio hosts. And I heard about James Gillian even before I became a radio host on PBS here. And I keep records of important information when I listen to shows. And I remember hearing him, I just happened to look it up before tonight, on he was on a guest on Jimmy Church, I believe. Yeah, back, I think, February of last year. And he was talking, I think I've also heard him on Coast to Coast. But in this one particular show, he was mentioning about, we're talking about James Gillian here. He had the show 2 hours ago. So he's actually met with the extraterrestrials, was taken up into a spaceship, got a big loving hug from a tall, blonde, feline-type being. And so, you know, he's a special, privileged person in that sense. And, of course, he has the Yosemite Ranch. I just, hey, I live below the poverty line, you know. People tell me you're crazy running for president. You don't have any money. Well, you know what? I have the solutions to the problems. And I've gotten the solutions because I grew up amongst poor people. I've been working my whole life amongst poor people. So I know what the real problems are, you know. That's probably the biggest problem with President Trump. He's another rich guy. Rich guys don't know what working people and poor people really need. You know, they're Wall Street thinkers. And Wall Street, what's good for Wall Street is not necessarily good for the common person. That's why everybody should consider voting for somebody like me. For once, there's a common man person running for president of the United States. I did in the last election, too. But I didn't have this radio show to really promote myself, and nobody really knew about me because I didn't have any money to promote myself. And so it's more difficult when you don't have the money. But, you know, there's President Trump's biggest problem. He's a rich guy. And rich guys just don't understand what the regular person has to go through. I mean, sure, he's better than the rest because he's not a politician, one of the lowest forms of life on planet Earth. There must be one or two good ones out there. I think Ron Paul was. Unfortunately, his son is not a chip off the hill block. I don't mean to be mean to Ron Paul. I try to be friendly with everyone, but when I hear him on the TV, all he talks about is problems, like all the other phony politicians just talk about problems. Not one of them has one solution to anything. And meanwhile, somebody like me, I've got all the solutions. You don't believe me? Go to my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com, and you'll see that I'm talking solutions. I'm bringing more to the table than any presidential candidate ever did. And, you know, out of decency, if you're decent people, you should be supporting someone like that, because I'm not a politician. I'm non-political, and I'm not rich, which means I know about the common person and the middle-class people. And middle-class people are slowly sinking into lower-middle-class people, and the lower-middle-class people are slowly sinking into poverty. I used to be lower middle class. Now I'm in the poverty zone, technically. But you don't need to have money to be happy, but you do need money to be a successful presidential candidate. You got to have some money, because it requires some money to advertise and let the world know you're doing. And plus, you got to, in my case, you have to educate people about writing candidates. You got to learn how to do it. You got to make the attempt to go to the voting booth, and you got to inquire how to do it. And of course, you're liable to be discouraged from doing that, because the Democrats and Republicans control too much, and they're just greedy, and they don't like outsiders like me. Whatever. So much for that. Oh, here's an interesting thing that came up. Bruce, I do listen to James Gillian, and I do listen to Charles Green, ET Yoga. James tonight happened to mention, he said something kind of funny, like, why does nobody ever channel anybody from your anus? You know, people channel from Neptune, and channel from maybe Saturn, but nobody ever channels from Uranus. You want to know why nobody ever channels from Uranus? I'll tell you why nobody ever channels from Uranus. The last time someone channeled from Uranus, they connected with the fecal monster. Think about it for a second. You might have to look that word up in the dictionary. Anyhow, Valiant Thor, famous extraterrestrial. I mentioned him last week, too. But it's worth looking up again. Someone has a YouTube out there on him. Supposedly he was 3 years on, stayed here 3 years on planet Earth. You know, he met with President Eisenhower, probably one of our last great presidents. You know, of course, Kennedy was too, and that's about how far back I have to go. At least, you know, one thing I respect about President Eisenhower was the fact that when the secret military people out in Nevada here, Lake So-and-so, Area 51, told President Eisenhower, no, he couldn't come out there. You know, they told other presidents too and got away with it. But him being the bold real general, having been a general from World War II leading the invasion, knew how to flashy comeback to that answer, where he boldly says, well, you tell the people, or he had somebody send a message back to them, if you're not going to invite me out there as President of the United States, I'm going to get the 7th Army, and we're going to take the facility by force. Is that clear enough? Well, that got him to eventually meet the extraterrestrials. And that's how bold you have to be with these phony government people that think they're above the law and think they don't, you know, they can stay secret. And all those secret people are going to be revealed when the event happens. That's it. I keep talking about it because, hey, we need to promote it. Actually, we need a new not mainstream media. We need a new world or national broadcasting system that's not owned by rich people. Hey, I can set it up in a day just bring me the money. That's all. It's that easy to set up. And all we need is one station that's willing to tell the truth. And we'll change the course of humanity ourselves. It's that simple. All we need is the money to do it. Now, you know, I presume that probably nobody listening to my show here is wealthy, because wealthy people don't listen to radio shows. But if somebody here listening to my show here might know some wealthy people. I mean, this show comes on at 10 p.m. Saturday night in California, and there are plenty of wealthy people out in California. Maybe somebody listening tonight can contact some decent wealthy person. Who that might be? Maybe Jay Leno. Just off the top of my mind, he seems like a decent guy. He's got money to burn, you know? He'd probably like talking to me, somebody like me, talk about old cars. Some of my favorite cars are from the 1950s, and I had kind of like collected and driven a number of them in my life, because these were cars you could love. The cars progressively got worse with the newer models, and the ones out today, they suck, really. Sure, they got all the new contraptions in, but they got all the, they just don't have the personality. They don't have the realness to them. If you ever drove a car from the 1950s, even some of the early 60 ones, these cars, you fell in love with them. They were fun to drive. They were practical. It broke down on the road, you know how to fix them. All you needed was two screwdrivers and a pair of pliers. You could fix most of the problems right there. Now you need a rocket scientist to fix your car when it breaks down. And, of course, this has all been done on purpose to make the cars more expensive, to make you more poverty, to take more of your money away, to make you work more jobs, waste more of your time, and make your life miserable. Because the people that control this world, they don't like the human beings. You know, the people who that we point out all the time, the rich people, the big corporations, they're basically all controlled by extraterrestrials now, mainly from the 12th planet. That's what I call it. Otherwise known as the planet Nibiru, the race known as the Anunnaki. Yeah, these are the bad dudes, the false gods, who became the false gods and then got their hands controlling the whole world eventually, and they're the ones who are controlling the whole world still from behind the scenes. And these rich people like the Rothschilds, yeah, they've actually been duped in believing they're running the world, and to some extent they are. They're the ones with the money, and all the other people that jumped on the bandwagon and the ruling families, they believe it, but they don't realize that they're nothing but pawns and proxies for the real controllers, which are the extraterrestrials. And so it makes sense that extraterrestrials would have to come here to take away extraterrestrials. Good extraterrestrials removing bad extraterrestrials, and that's the process we're in right now. And it would be wonderful if we had a broadcasting network that was willing to explain this like I do on the radio show here to the whole world on live broadcasts that couldn't be taken down. And there's a way to set up a broadcasting system that they can't take down. There's so many ways. All it takes is money. That's why I keep asking people, if you know somebody with money, have them get in touch with me. Go to my website and see I'm an honest person. I'm looking to take care of everybody's problems. In fact, one of my videos, I've got videos on there, and all my videos are short because I know people don't have a long attention span. And I've got one on there, and it's called Taking Care of Everybody. I think it's a minute, 41 seconds. You listen to that, and I explain it's all common sense, you know? Great fairness and consideration for others, and then everything works out. And that's how you take care of everyone. Even the rich people can be taken care of that way. So they can get off this addiction to money and control. You know, deep down inside, there's a little bit of humanity somehow, somewhere. But they all end up joining the elite rich crowds that are controlled by the nasty, rotten ETs that the ungodly creatures themselves. And, of course, they use only people now because they know humans are scared of their horrid appearances. Come on. If we, pawns of the extraterrestrials took off their mask and we saw ugly reptilians or ugly draconians or ugly other creatures, we'd be all riled up and we'd want to get rid of them right away. That's why they use their proxies, the wealthy people, who pay other people to do the dirty work. And that's how we're all controlled. It's sickening. We know what the problem is, but it's going to, until we're rescued by the good ETs, it's going to take money to change things. And the money should be put in the hands of the people who have the solutions. There is one problem on the face of this earth that I don't know how to solve already. Solutions are unknown, you know? They're really not that difficult, but it requires money to solve the problems. Most of them, yeah, requires money. Some of them we can solve without money, but most of them require money. In fact, that's the basic reason I run for president of the United States, because I am the most qualified person to get in there and solve all the problems and make the Congress do their job. You know, instead of the Congress thinks their job is to listen to the lobbyists, take the bribe money, and pretend they're doing something. Well, you know, we're all sick of this. We have to put an end to it, and I'm the guy who can put an end to it. And I guarantee, because I don't take no for an answer, that I'll make the Democrats work with the Republicans and vice versa. And if they don't do their job and really work to serve the people, I'll see that they are removed real fast, and you'll be backing me up on that if you're a caring person. You know, chain of command structures are being used against us, and that's another thing we need to change. I'm telling you, we need to start taking actions now. I mean, there's certain things we can change now if we can just, like, group together and use some clever strategies. And I claim to be the best inventor of strategies that ever walked the face of the earth. Absolutely. You know? That doesn't mean I'm the greatest person that walked the face of the earth. That was probably Jesus. But he wasn't playing a game of strategies. He was teaching philosophy. He was teaching truth. He was teaching God's word. He was teaching us about the loving God that we had been cheated about. And he was following a plan of doing exactly what the Heavenly Father wanted him to do. So he had a pretty limited program of what he could do and stuff like that. I'm not him. And that gives me a lot more freedom. And I am an inventor of strategies, the best there ever was. And believe me, many of these things being worked against us can be combated with strategies. But if you're not willing to help the person who has the solutions, that's why problems don't get solved. And there's nobody else claiming to be able to solve all the problems. So, if you're really concerned, what's stopping you from getting in touch with me, going to my website and being supportive of what I'm trying to do? You know, you ought to be one of all the problems solved. I can't solve them all unless I'm the president. That's why I'm running for the president. But I can solve many of them and start addressing them. Like, there's things we could do to stop the chemtrails. It's obvious President Trump has got blinders on, and or he's being manipulated to not take notice. You got to wonder, he's flying around in Air Force One all the time. How can he not see the chemtrails? I mean, come on, they're everywhere, every state. And how can he not be aware of, sure, he's not too smart, of where the 5G system going up? I mean, hasn't anybody told him there's been no health studies because they know it's dangerous? So, when we have a president who's really unaware And we have a Congress that doesn't care. That's a little poem. I got to turn that one into a full poem. When we have a president that's not aware and a Congress that doesn't care, I'll work on that for next week. Boy, that's a good start on there. we have some problems, but we can start addressing this. I call it Plan B. You know, the right way is Plan A for the government to solve the problems, but they're a hopeless case, especially the U.S. Congress. What a bunch of losers. That's right, most of them are losers. They're almost as bad as the English government. Total traitors. It's about all of them over there. We have an almost total traitor government here, but the British, I follow a lot of people on Twitter over in Britain, and boy, they've destroyed. Used to be Great Britain, now it's pathetic Britain. But that's what happens when government gets out of control and they no longer serve the people, not that they ever did, but they know they can get away with everything. And that's how it is in republics. I mean, come on, this is common sense, but it's not talk. We all went to public school, most of us did, except for the rich people, like President Trump, and and all the other presidents, you know, way back. I mean, again, how far do we have to go back before there was a president that didn't go to private school? Maybe Dwight Eisenhower, I'm not even sure about that one. But those of us that have been in public school, we all have been brainwashed with the lies. This is not a democracy. America is a republic. Sounded like a great idea back in 1776. Yeah, republic. We don't want a king anymore. We want a republic with representatives to represent the people. Yeah, it sounds great, but in practical application, it quickly got over control to where we are today. You know, in a republic, and just to refresh your memory, say the Pledge of Allegiance, and to the republic for which it stands. It doesn't say and to the democracy for which it stands. It says and to the republic. And in a republic, the representatives have all the power. And that's a big problem when they know they can get away with being unresponsive. That's right. In a republic, the representatives have all the power, and you, the citizens, have none. And you have like an inkling of a chance of getting something when you vote. But most of the people that, if they're members of the political parties, like the Democrats or Republicans, as soon as they get in, they know it's a free ride for 4 years. That's what I call it. Because they know when they get in, they don't have to do anything for you. Because you can't force them to. Because you have no legal method by which to force them. You can't. All the protesting in the world can't force them to do what you want them to do. Wake up and realize that. You know, you could bring 100 million people down to Washington, D.C., and you might scare them, and they might call out the military and the National Guard and bring out the heavy weapons and start killing you. And they would probably do that before they listen to do what you want them to do. Of course, you'll never get 100 million people down there because people are too effing lazy. Too many couch potatoes, too many sheeple, you know. But, you know, people have gotten a million people down there. But even that is not enough because they know they can get away with it because there's no legal way to force them to do what you want them to do, you know. That's why the system doesn't work anymore. I mean, I've been calling it for mentioning it on Twitter a lot. The time for a referendum only type government, you know, and that's the way it has to go. I mean, we have to move away from this the representative type government we have because. The way it's spelled out, the powers they have, they don't have to do anything that we want them to do. And in most cases, they don't. And the only thing they're really interested in responding to is the bribe money from the lobbyists or anybody else who has money, you know. That makes sense to them, you know. But to do something where they're not going to get a monetary gain back, you got to be kidding. They're not interested in that. I mean, look at the insanity where it's gotten to the point. We got people paying $1 million campaigns, $10 million campaigns for a job that pays $100,000, $150,000 a year. Doesn't make any sense, right? Unless, of course, they're getting a lot of money under the table back. They plan in the next 4 years to get that $2 million back or whatever they spent, plus $50 million on the side. Because that's how the game is played. You pay to play, and the people are willing, world controllers are willing to do that. And scrupulous corporations like the pharmaceutical industry, they sell you poisons and fake products, and they force you to get health insurance so they can get their money back. And you participate in it. That's not health care. You know, health insurance is not health care. Again, more lies being told right to your face. And I know about health care. You know, I study how the human body works. It's got nothing to do with pharmaceutical products, that's for sure. And all these fake commercials on, there ought to be a law against these fake commercials. And you got to be stupid to even try these products. They say, well, yeah, you want to get rid of the pimples on your face. Yeah, this might work for you, you know, but side effects could be, you know, vomiting, nausea, brain damage, loss of mental facilities, you name it, and death. So why are you going to take a chance with all those really bad things happening to you just to cure some pimples? And these are the products they sell. There was one just the other day on TV, you know? You can't help it. I watch TV occasionally because even the shows I like to watch, which are usually reruns or old movies or something like that, they have these pharmaceutical companies. They're on every station, everywhere. They're running their rotten commercials about their rotten products. And it's always the same thing, you know? We'll help you with one thing, but you're going to risk yourself with a dozen other bad things that could happen. And there was this one, I couldn't believe, it was like close to 20 bad things could happen to you to take this one product to help you, I don't know, sleep better or something. It's ridiculous. And then you go to your doctor, stop believing in doctors. Most of them are quacks. They're worse than quacks, because the truth is, I explained it before, but I'll explain it again. Pharmaceutical salesmen show up at the doctor's office, and the doctor knows how the game's played. He has his list of perks he wants to dish out their products, which the customers, the patients have to pay for, of course, and the job of the salesman is to chew the doctor down, to cut his list of wants and needs. You know, they want new cars, they want ballpark tickets for the whole season, box seats, not regular seats. And they want, you know, vacations to Hawaii for 2 weeks, all expenses paid. They want these gigantic things that amount to hundreds of thousands of dollars. Otherwise, they're not going to promote your products. And the job of the pharmaceutical salesman is to chew down their lists of wants and needs to where it's reasonable. And then once the deal is finally made, you go to the doctor, and he goes through the routine and says, what's your problem? And then he looks at his list of products that the company he signed the deal with has. Oh, yeah, I'm going to give you a prescription for this. You know, it's not going to cure you or help you at all. He's just pushing the products for the pharmaceutical companies as payback for the perks they already paid him. This is how it works. You know, I mean, there's natural cures for everything. That's why I like listening to Charles Green. He talks about some of them. I talk about them, too. You know, the world's original antibiotic, colloidal silver. But they have, when you go to work with the medical profession, they won't pay for a bottle of colloidal silver. They want you to go to the fake medicine people and get antibiotics that can be mutated against by germs. Meanwhile, the original colloidal silver, the original antibiotic, can't be mutated against. So this is the insanity we go through. And you got to start speaking up, and you got to start demanding truth. And while we're at it, you know, if school has started, I got to say this every week, you know, you were sending your kids to a microwave oven. Hey, don't believe me. There's a great 1 hour, 6 minute video on YouTube by Kevin Mottus, M-O-T-T-U-S. Look it up. And he'll tell you about all the hazards of the school systems. I think Los Angeles supposedly has the worst. And you're sending your children to dangerous places because, and this is just with the 4G system of microwaving your children with several Wi-Fi systems set up in each classroom. So they're going to be there for a lengthy period of time. And if you know anything about radiations, they're cumulative. So you're sending your children to microwave ovens for 6, 7, 8 hours a day. What are you, out of your minds? You know? Anybody who sends their children to public schools now without having bought themselves their own microwave meter and walked through the schools to make sure their children aren't getting microwaved, you people are not good parents. You know? There's homeschooling now everywhere. You don't have to send your children to microwave ovens anymore. It's a free education. It's a free death sentence, too. Your children are going to be getting brain tumors. Microwave radiation, destroys the DNA, destroys the reproductive organs, you know? Destroys the abilities for them to have children. And the frequencies are going to go up. As soon as the new 5G system kicks in, not only will your children be microwaved in school with 5G, but when they come home, they'll be continuous. You know, people, you have to stand up. Just because you can't see the horror that's happening, you need to listen to people like me and people like Kevin Mottus. You got to check his video out. 1 hour, he has several out there. Kevin Mottus, M-O-T-T-U-S, on YouTube. And find out the truth about what is going on. And 5G is going to be a horror story on top of that. You know? A whole community in England finally got together. The parents went to the school and they said, unless you remove the antennas from the school, we're taking our children out of school, and this is what you have to do. You know, besides, school's just brainwashing your children with lies. They're telling them the same thing, that they're living in a democracy. It's not a democracy, it's a republic. They lie to them, and they lie to them about everything they possibly can. Because the schools are controlled by the government, and the government is controlled by the world controllers, like the New World Order. And they don't want people to think beyond a certain point. And they want you to jump in line and just follow the parade they set up for you, where you get out of school, you work your whole life away until you get sick, and then they send you to the hospital and the doctors, and they put the final nails in the coffin for you. They feed you, you know, they've got the GMO food for you, which is bad for you. They've got the chemtrails in the air, which is further taxing your system. And now they're coming in with the 5G. They'll add some more nails into the coffin. And they also want to destroy your children's health and your health, too, with vaccines. There is no logic to vaccines. Hey, this is the Colin Radio Show, 888-627-6008. Any idiot out there that wants to try to tell me that vaccines, the logic to vaccines, I dare them to call up because I'll cut them up so bad with truth, they won't know where they're coming from. You know, I don't care how many degrees you have from universities, common sense and knowledge about how a human body actually works and what a human body is made of, the truth is there. It's known by people like me. And you phony doctors cannot convince people like me. Sure, you can lie to stupid people and they'll believe you, because they've been brainwashed since birth to believe doctors. There's nothing logical about vaccines. Vaccines are there to harm you, hurt you, make you sick. And as in Africa, they're giving tainted vaccines to kill Africans off. And now they're going to do it. Starting to do it in the U.S. too. You know, there's no discrimination here. All humans, we want to kill you all. And vaccines are going to help us kill you all. And that's the real plan behind it. And nobody can prove otherwise. Hey, I got to talk boldly about that. who are the builders? Well, that's a good question. You know, it's actually mentioned in the Bibles. The stone that the builders rejected were given to others. One of the great comments by Jesus, the philosopher. There's another thing. Jesus isn't allowed to be talked about in public schools. Well, you know, actually, you see, if I was president, it would be, because I know the word game they're playing there, you know. All you have to do is change the title of who Jesus is. Stop talking about him, whether he is or not, about him being the Son of God, and start referring to him as the greatest philosopher that ever walked the face of the earth. If you read all the statements he made, that you can find most of them. There's others, though, other sources. You can find most of them in the Bible, though. All the great statements he made that were recorded and written down by disciples and people at the time, and try to compare those great statements with any other philosopher, you'll quickly see the greatest philosopher of all time is Jesus. All the great philosophical statements he made. So, you know, there you can mention. So everything that he said should be taught to children, because children need to know about philosophy. So do you, the grown-ups. If you haven't read the Bible, great philosophy there in the Gospels. And there's more recent books written that even tell the fuller life of Jesus, of course. You know, some people are just stuck in their ways. Somebody told them everything you know is in the Bible, nothing more. And, they say that because they haven't bothered to read the new stuff. The new stuff has actually more information. And what's really important about the new stuff in relation to information about Jesus, my favorite amount of information is called the Fifth Apocryphal Revelation. It confirms everything about Jesus that was written in the Bible, so you have a verification that, all of that was true. Plus, it tells you all the missing pieces that were removed. And for anybody who you want a true definition of the Bible, it's like the World's First Encyclopedia, put together by the Roman Catholic Church. And of course, the Romans were against the Christians, really. There's no debate on that. So they got their created this thing called the Bible. They took old Jewish scriptures and the newly written ones. They edited them because they wanted to check on anything that might get you to think too much. And then they called it the Bible. Then they set up the Roman Catholic Church. And then everything was talked in Latin to further confuse you. And then they began controlling you with that religion. But, you know, in a good way, they preserved a lot of the documentation that probably would have got lost if they hadn't done that. But now we have a more detailed, more correct story of what actually all the scriptures are. And, of course, the Vatican holds the authentic copies that they refused to release to the public. Is that sick or what? Next time somebody talks to the Pope, ask him, when are you going to release the real scriptures that you're holding in the vault? I'm sure they'll give some stupid answers. We're too busy trying to defend the pedophile priests. We don't have time to release those scriptures. But This victory for the light. The good ETs are coming. When they finally land on the surface, it's going to be called the event, and they are going to give us full disclosure of all the things that have been hidden from us. And that'll probably be one of the items. But let me give you a thought to think about, because, and this is a reason, hey, I'll give you a reason I talk about it. Hey, the name of the show, Connect the Dots, the name of my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Go to BBS Radio and look up the info on me. But I'm telling you, the name of the book is Connect the Dots Theory. Look it up. Google it. You'll find a lot of information there. You can find all the people you can buy it from. And I made a statement that basically sums the whole thing up in that book. I place it twice in the book. It says, Connect the Dots Theory says that any time the concerned and caring people of planet Earth put in place a social living system that promotes fairness and consideration for others, the adversaries of humanity implement their countermoves and strategies to spoil it. And because mankind rarely prepares for this inevitable reality, virtually all of mankind's great plans end up getting compromised and or sabotaged. That's what's happened to the United States since it's been formed, and that's what happens to every religion after they started. It gets sabotaged or compromised, and that's it. Evil is on, it's like a game of chess. As soon as you make a good move, evil is there with the counter moves. And you got to be prepared for that, or they're going to take down whatever you set up that's good. An important philosophical idea and statement to think about. But you'll learn more by the book, Connect the Dots Theory. Hey, go to CD Baby. Buy my album, support my cause. Hey, I'm running for president as a common man. I know the solutions to all the problems, because all the solutions are out here already. If you don't know them, it's because you're not looking for them, or you're not good at putting two together and connecting the dots, and then reformulating the information into something that's a feasible plan. I've got Plan Z for getting rid of the chemtrails. Well, why hasn't anybody contacted me? Well, is everybody that lazy? Hey, unresponsiveness is a disease that is infecting everyone in this world. You know, it's not just infecting the government. They're the experts at being unresponsive, but it's infecting the whole human race. It's important to be responsive. I'm asking for support. Well, I guess I'm talking to an unresponsive audience. But don't be unresponsive. Change is good. You can't progress without change. That's just common sense. Listen, it's getting near to the end of the show. Hey, earlier tonight I did a show on Station 2, but then after doing the show, you know, I go with the flow. I listen to the vibrations. I put my feelings through. I'm not going to do another show on Station 2. I'm just going to stick with my Station 1 show here. So I'll be here next week. Tell your friends, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m., that would be Sunday, 1 a.m. Eastern time. Connect the dots. Tell your friends to call in. You know, if you don't want to call in, tell one of your friends who's willing to call in. It is a call-in radio show. Too late to call in now, but we're coming to the end of the show, and two musical pieces of mine at the end of every show. You get the fantastic, tasteful lead guitar part of my song, Are You the Party in Kind, followed by my anthem for self-determination called I Gotta Be Somebody. You could make it your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. Hey, everybody, tune in next Saturday, BBS Radio. Station 1, 10 p.m. Here's the countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look, cause I caught their eye.